You're listening to SBS News.
It was all smiles as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson arrived at the Élysée Palace in Paris on Thursday. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed him with a handshake, a moment of agreement before more tense Brexit negotiations. It was Boris Johnson's first prime ministerial trip to the French capital, so he began the press conference on a positive note.
I want to make it absolutely clear to you, Emmanuel, to the French people, that of course I want a deal. And I think we can get a deal, and a good deal. I was powerfully encouraged by our conversations last night in Berlin with our mutual friends, and I know that with energy and with creativity and application we can find a way forward for all our businesses and our citizens.
The pair met for 2 hours in Mr. Macron's residence, and the British Prime Minister clearly felt right at home. Pictures later emerged of Mr. Johnson with his feet up on the table. Aides described their discussion as constructive, but the French leader was at pains to stress the limits of what such talks can achieve.
Je veux dire simplement, en ami, en allié.
I want to say simply to the UK, as a friend and an ally, that it's up to them to choose their destiny, the way it will exit the European Union and the basis of the future relationship it wants to build with Europe. For our part, we are actively preparing ourselves for all scenarios, especially that of an exit without a deal on October 31st, should it be the case.
The sticking point remains the Irish backstop. That's the arrangement which could see the UK remain under EU rules to prevent a hard border in Ireland. It's disliked by the British Conservatives and their leader, but the French president insists it's vital.
Il n'appartient à aucun pays.
It isn't up to one country from the EU to negotiate or renegotiate that agreement, but I will say that the key elements of that, such as the Irish backstop, are not just technical constraints or legal quibbling, but are genuine, indispensable guarantees to preserve stability in Ireland, the integrity of the single market, which is the foundation of the European project, and this is an integral part of this agreement, which was negotiated at length between the EU and the UK.
Mr. Macron admitted he had a reputation as the hardest in the gang on Brexit, a point of frustration for Mr. Johnson. But he did say he's still willing to hear alternative suggestions, a glimmer of hope for the British Prime Minister.
We think there are other ways of doing that. We've got, I think, adequate time to do it. Let's get on and do it.
The meeting came a day after the Prime Minister's trip to see German Chancellor Angela Merkel, during which she appeared to set a 30-day deadline for the UK to solve the Irish border conundrum. Ms. Merkel says her comments were lost in translation.
It was symbolic for saying that it's possible to achieve it in a short period of time. Great Britain has said that it would like to leave the European Union on October 31.
Even so, many Brexit experts see Ms. Merkel's remarks as more conciliatory than those of Mr. Macron, who has angered London in the past. Alan Lee, SBS News.